Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. How's things, Katie? All good?
All good.
There's loads of new releases out this week, and actually your first recommendation, The Witness, is the series I want to watch.
I walked with my mother when I was a child, and she never made it home.
The brutal murder of a young mother shatters the tranquility of one of London's most affluent suburbs.
How's Alex doing, Andre?
Has Alex spoken yet?
If Alex is the only witness, he's in danger.
He'll be safe here.
And am I supposed to just trust you?
We interviewed the boy yet?
Do you remember what the bad man was doing?
I need to take him somewhere where they don't know who he is.
You lost her too, Andre. What do you need?
Things will be better.
Yeah, so that's The Witness. It's number one series right now on Netflix. A three-part docu-series crime drama, almost the retelling. You know, they have actors in place. But it's about this story that happened, a true story, a young mother killed in broad daylight in London's Wimbledon Common in 1992. And the only person there was her almost three-year-old son, Alex, who has now grown up. And it's basically the story of how the police kind of really mismanaged the investigation. It took years. It was over a decade before they actually had any progress in the case. And it was all just due to really upgraded technology and being able to go back over DNA. But it's the story going back to the little boy and how he was the only witness. So he was actually the main person police were coming to all the time at that young age.
Three years of age.
The questioning, like one episode is basically a whole questioning of this 2 to 3 year old boy trying to get words out of him. What do you think this man looked like? What do you think? And it's just going back. And even then, it kind of goes through the mentality of the person that did this. I won't give, not that it's spoilers, it's a true story, but you know, I didn't know the story myself, so going through it. But it goes back even to the mentality of what causes somebody to do such a crime, to kill a woman in broad daylight and to let the boy go. Why they let the boy go? It's the real kind of mentality and what causes somebody to do something like that. But the big thing for this is how the police managed the investigation. And you know what? A lot of it was down to they just really wanted to find somebody. So out of desperation, they created a sting is what they did. And then it was an evidence that could be put to a jury. And
my friends were watching this. They were telling me about it over the weekend when it dropped on Netflix. It's desperately sad.
It's very sad. And I think especially because it's through the eyes of a 2 to 3 year old boy, and you're going back then and how he grows up and his dad Andre, they were actually, Alex and Andre were actually consultants on the series, so it was totally their story. And it's because they have now gone on to, they brought it to the magistrates and it went, you know, to kind of try and really fix how things like this will be dealt with in future. But it's through their eyes and kind of how it really affected their whole life and how this boy had to grow up actually in hiding for the rest of it because the media took over a lot. And I know the UK media is a whole different beast, but they completely steered that investigation as well because it was this thing of them really hounding and trying to find, but even hounding a 3 year old boy, like really trying to get him.
It sounds very similar to adolescence, and there's so much kind of discussion around this as well this week around The Witness, the series that's dropped on the streaming service Netflix. But is it at, like, it's good, obviously, from what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I would say so because it like I said, it's the psychology behind what would cause a young, well, I suppose a young man turning into a man to I guess, get to a point where that's what he does. And she's not the only victim is what we kind of find out later on. And so, yeah, I suppose with adolescence, it does look into that and just the psyche of that. But also, as you said, very, at some points, very hard to watch because the little boy would break your heart and it was his mother and he saw it all happen. And it's, do you know how he even grows up at all to be in any way, you know, able to live on and also life, look back and continuously look back. So it's a lot, but there's also Netflix. So there's a 3-part series. There's also a film they've released and it's The Murder of Rachel Nagel, which is the woman that was sadly killed.
Sorry, both have been released at the one time.
Both have been released at the one time. So there's a 3-part series and then there's the, and that's number 2 in films right now. So that goes behind the scenes. I actually haven't watched that one yet. It goes behind the scenes and it's more of the forensic and actual footage from the time and more insights and people's interviews from the time.
So that's The Witness. Series, 3-part series on Netflix. Texture here telling me as well, yeah, Katie's right, it's fantastic, superb acting and it's perfect for a one night binge as well. Your movie recommendation for this week?
For most people, work is something that you have to endure. But for me, running this airline, this is the best part.
There is someone I like. It's my boss. She's dynamic. She's incredible.
This is not a date. This is a work dinner.
Cheers.
What's happening right now?
It's nothing.
One man.
Go home.
Jack.
You're being deposed in the Dominican Republic.
Welcome aboard.
You're flying the plane.
I'm not just a CEO of Air Cruz. I'm also a pilot.
Jesus.
Whoops. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's Office Romance. So after your big binge, come to this and have a real debrief. And
right.
This is the number one film on Netflix. So
really?
it's ahead. And it's J-Lo back.
I was going to say, it sounds like we're in the background. Yeah.
Who else? So this is by Brett Goldstein, Ted Lasso fame. And he said he only had J-Lo in mind for this rom-com. So it's dubbed, the Office Romance is definitely NSFW, for anyone who doesn't know that. Not safe for work. So she's the big boss of this big airline CEO. Her name's Jackie. And Daniel, played by Brett, is her new legal that comes in that has to replace her old kind of classic guy. And he comes in and he has a mad thing for her and she kind of falls for him. But there's an absolute straight line, no office romances. Mm. And she's the boss, but also she's the boss. She's the CEO, but the board are always trying to get rid of her because she's the leading woman there. And they're a big board of men and they don't want her there. And they're always trying to kind of pick holes. So she's really putting herself in the firing line by having this secret romance. But it's that classic rom-com, real kind of old school roots, and then with some really sharp kind of funny...
Worth watching.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's number one, but yeah. Worth anyone's like J-Lo in a rom-com. I'm there.
You're here for it. If you're looking, that is, of course, that's Office Romance on Netflix. If you're looking for a podcast, listen.
I'm heavily dyslexic.
Hmm.
Which is one of the reasons why, and I'd love to talk to you today about it, actually, is why I've never done SNL.
Because of the cue cards.
I'm just so petrified at the concept of like trying to read something and
this
they
is
change.
Really interesting. Well, I'm sure they have had many dyslexics host. You have to remember, there have been people that have hosted that have been fully on drugs.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
I think you can do it. Yeah, so good hang with Amy Poehler, the actress and comedian, and we know her from all the things. But I actually love watching her in this because I think I've said this before. My favorite type of podcast is major celebrity interviewing another major celebrity because it's disarming. You get the most out of them. It's like they want to talk to them and give them the tidbits that tell nobody because they want to seem funny and you know, that they can poke fun at themselves.
This is kind of a comedy podcast.
It's kind of lighthearted, so, which is again what I like. So even there, Tom Holland is kind of given the biggest confession, I guess, most personal thing. He's not somebody really to give away much about personal life. And he says it, but she still turns it into a laugh. Do you know? So it is one of those kind of ones that it's lighthearted and she has massive names on there. You know, she's Gwyneth Paltrow, and I loved that one too because Gwyneth has this kind of real persona that, which, you know, she's this big health guru and she does nothing wrong, and she really, you know, dropped the whole kind of facade. Billie Eilish was recently on, Natalie Portman, Lena Dunham, Martin Short, Tina Fey, of course, they're longtime friends. So she has loads on there, but it's kind of blending the comedy, personal stories, also their shared kind of stories. You know, you get bits of them watching the Oscars and forgetting to tape it and, you know, missing the whole thing. So it's just an insight into the lives of people that are just a million
into
miles
the celebrity
away
lives.
From us. Yeah.
And it's every week it's released.
Every week, and it's on all the Spotify and all the platforms, and also you can watch on YouTube if you want to watch. So
just good hang with Amy Poehler, your podcast recommendation. Mm-hmm. And finally, if you're looking for a show to see.
Christen this budget Barbie camper van, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So as you can hear, it's been described as a jukebox musical. So all of the
iconic tunes.
Do you not? No.
I have a kind of a love-hate relationship with them, to be honest.
Right.
Some work brilliantly and some are desperate.
Yeah, I like them because I like... Did you ever see Anne Juliet?
No.
Okay, so it's...
Oh, sorry, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Did you like that?
No, did not like it at all.
Okay, so I do like these. So I guess, you know what? It's one of those... It kicked off on the Board Gosh last night. Anyway, it runs until the 13th of June and it is that kind of musical. So you'll get all the 90s, 80s disco tunes and anthems. It's Rain of Men, I Will Survive, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and it's about three friends on a heartwarming road trip across the Australian outback and follows their kind of ins and outs love and being apologetically yourself. It's been described as bold and fabulous. And for people who do like these kind of musicals, it's been reviewed as the best feel-good show since Mamma Mia. So again, I am a Mamma Mia girl. Right. So if somebody's saying that, I'm going to have to go and see
myself. Enjoy this.
Yeah,
then.
But I do like that because I kind of nearly like when I know the song. Sometimes I don't love a musical if I don't know the songs already.
Yeah.
Because I have to, I want to be able to be singing along. So do you know what? Each their own.
It's worth it. So this is running at the Borgosh.
But it's running at the minute until the 13th of June. Started last night. So, and there is tickets there still available. So if you're fancying a night at the theatre, there's where you can
go. That's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert might be the show for you. If not, Good Hang with Amy Poehler, Office Romance and The Witness, all on Netflix. Katie Gallagher from Spin. Katie, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this Tuesday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.